You are looking to lose weight, sew your favorite clothes fit again? And I am your teacher, coach, and cheerleader to get you there with my Faster Way class. But I want to help you look slimmer today. And I know there are tricks that we all can use to look slimmer today. That's why I invited today's guest, Serena Butler of Style with Serena. She's sharing her best slimming tips and even recommendations for swimsuits, shoes, and layering pieces so we can stay covered and cool while looking our very best. She's also an Alabamian, so you'll be endeared by our slow southern drawls as we discuss dressing our fabulous over 50 bodies to look our best. Hello, friend, and welcome to Fat Loss School. Is your greatest wish to get to and maintain a healthy weight? Maybe you stay up late Googling weight loss plans, quick healthy recipes, and workouts for belly fat. Do you worry you won't be healthy enough to enjoy bucket list items and an active retirement in your future? Hi, I'm Amy Bryan, retired educator and certified nutrition and fitness coach. I, too, used to try all the diets, programs, gimmicks, and boot camps. But my weight and pant size kept creeping up despite my best efforts, until I found a little secret, how to get to a healthy weight in a healthy way and maintain it long term, even after age 50. This podcast is the ultimate weight loss classroom where you will learn how to lose weight and feel good again so that you can enjoy this fabulous over 50 season of life. Grab your notebook because I have cheat sheets for fat loss and it's time to rewrite your wellness story. Before we get started, I want to invite you to work with me on your slimmer self. I have a 6-week foundational class that teaches you healthy daily strategies for a healthier lifestyle to reverse aging, increase energy, reduce health risk and disease, and the side effect is fat loss. Plus, our Faster Way strategies are healthy for long-term maintenance. No more yo-yo dieting. Come and explore the class at fasterwaycoach.com/AmyBryan. Or through any of the links in the show notes. By the way, there's a free downloadable guide on how to dress slimmer, so be sure to check it out. I'd love to be your nutrition and fitness coach and celebrate your leaner and stronger body in the next 6 weeks. Welcome to Fat Loss School today, Serena Butler. I am so thrilled to have you today. I have been following you on Instagram at Style with Serena, and I love that you show us women over 50 how to put together our outfits, how to look slimmer, and that's what I want you to share with us today on this Fat Loss School podcast episode. Welcome.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. I am thrilled to talk with you today and hopefully give you some tips.
Well, first of all, I want your best tips for looking slimmer. I know that we all have our black pants. We might have them in 3 or 4 sizes, but we want to do more than wear black pants to look slim. So talk to us about that.
Okay, there's a couple of things that always come to my mind when it comes to looking slimmer. Number one, and this is counterintuitive to a lot of people, and I see this every day. I see this mistake made every day, and that is people not dressing their size. And I know when you're on a weight loss journey, you know, you can't like buy all new clothes for every stage of your weight loss journey, but I think people tend to have that inclination to hide themselves behind too much fabric. And we really need to wear clothes that fit us, because wearing oversized things, overly baggy things, does not have the effect that you may think it does. You want to wear things that are going to skim over your body, not be too tight, but not be big and baggy and loose.
I love that. I was thinking you were going the opposite direction and wearing things too tight to try to suck ourselves in.
Well, no, I do see that, but not as often as I see people wearing oversized things. And especially if you're a woman who is busty and you wear like a big flowy top, it's just going to have that tent effect on you, because it's going to come out to wherever your bust is and then just hang from there. And nobody can see what's going on behind that big top, so they're going to assume that you fill it out whether you do or not.
Yes. Well, that was one of my questions. How does a person that's heavy on top look slimmer? So that's one thing we know not to do is to try to compensate with big clothes. What about the woman who is heavier on the bottom?
I'll talk more. Let me add one more thing about somebody that's top heavy. It's
Okay.
all about balance. And so if you do have broader shoulders or you have a bigger bust and maybe you're slimmer on the bottom or you're that apple shape that carries your weight in your tummy area, you want something on the bottom to balance out, because what a lot of people do is if they're bigger on top, if they have skinny legs, they're like, well, I want to emphasize my skinny legs. And they'll wear, a legging or a skinny jean. But what that does is it just emphasizes the discrepancy between how thin your legs are and how big you are on top. So you want to balance it out. So with a straight leg pant or jean or a boot cut, and right now, wide leg pants are really popular. And a lot of people are kind of afraid to try that trend, especially if you're petite, it can be tricky to pull off. But I encourage you to try it because that will really help balance out that bigger top half.
Okay, I like that. So I'm seeing all these big sleeves this season. And so for a person that has a heavier bottom, that kind of balances you out. It
It
pulls you higher
does.
up.
It does. And so that's a good point. If you are that pear shape and carry more weight in your hips, booty, and thighs, yeah, you want to draw the eye up. And those poofy shoulders, whether it's just like a ruffle at the shoulder or kind of a puffy sleeve, absolutely, that will help balance you out. And the same thing with the pants. If you're a very hippie person, you want to stay away from like the skinny jeans because that really emphasizes that pear shape on the bottom. So you want to go for a more straight leg, boot cut pant, or even the wide legs look really good because typically people who are that pear shape have a smaller waist, and so in proportion to everything else, so those wide leg pants can really look very nice on a pear shape. And yeah, draw your eye up, add some width at the shoulders, and also just with like your accessories, you just want to pull the eye up.
Okay. Staples every woman needs. Do you have some?
Yes, a great fitting pair of jeans. Whatever that means for you, and make sure they're a current style. People kind of get stuck in their ruts, and like have their favorite pair of jeans. But that is the quickest and easiest way to update your look, is to get out there and look and see what's trending. Look on Instagram, look on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel too, and see what's trending when it comes to your pants and jeans and get a modern, updated version of that. So that's number one, a dress that you feel great in. Everybody needs a dress that you feel great in. And whether it's a little black dress or a sundress or, whatever that means to you, just have a dress that something comes up and you've got to go somewhere and you need to wear a dress, you know that you've got one that you can grab and go. And then footwear. Okay, this is a big thing of mine with your shoes. You want to have like a good pair of nude pumps or dressier nude sandals, because nude, the tendency is to like match your shoe back to whatever you're wearing. But say it's black and you put on a black shoe, that really cuts off your leg. You want to go with a nude to like really elongate your look. So I would say a good pair of dressy shoes and a comfy pair of sneakers.
And sneakers with a dress, is that okay for us over 50?
Absolutely. I love that trend, and it's kind of not even a trend anymore. I think it's in the mainstream. And yes, we definitely can pull that off. And I was at an event at my son's school last night, and I saw one of the teachers, and she had on a midi length dress, and then she had on her little white sneakers, and it was darling, and practical too when you're a teacher. You know, that is absolutely a trend that we can embrace. Just make sure it's a pair of what I call fashion sneakers, not your Hokas, not your On Clouds that you get out and exercise in, but a pair of like cute white leather or canvas sneakers.
Okay, thank you for that distinction. What about swimsuits? Do you have a suggestion on those?
I do. If you're looking for slimming or shaping swimwear, I highly recommend Lands' End. They have extended sizes, they have petite sizes, tall sizes. They even have suits for women who have gone through mastectomies. They really have something for everyone, whether you're looking for a two-piece, one-piece, something with a skirt, boy shorts. I mean, they've really got anything you could ever want. And they have some suits that are specifically made for slimming, and they work really well. And they're modest. You know, the way they're cut, they have full coverage in the back, and they don't have the super low plunging necklines, but they're still fashionable and they have really pretty colors and patterns. So I
Okay.
highly recommend that. And one more swimsuit thing that something that I've discovered by accident, especially if you're trying to disguise like tummy or whatever, don't go for a solid, get a pattern, because that way when you get wet and it's really clinging to you, you know, if you have on a solid color suit, then you can see a lot more. If you have on one that's patterned, it's going to obscure that really well.
Oh, I love that tip. How do you feel about Spanx? Is that helping us or is it just squeezing us up in different places?
You know, it I think they're good depending on what you're wearing. I don't wear them every day because I find them too uncomfortable to wear every day. But if I'm wearing a dress, you know, that's kind of a knit or something like that, and I just need to smooth things out, then yes, I will wear one. But that's a personal preference. Some people wear shaping underwear every day. I don't, but you know, that they have different levels of Spanx. Some are like, I mean, this is for your special occasion. It's like industrial strength, and you don't want to wear that for very long. But then they also have like daily underwear that is not very restrictive. They have some boy shorts that I like that I have. And then they have one called the Detectable, and it has this real nice wide waistband that doesn't roll down, and it kind of targets that mom pooch area right below our waist, you know, and kind of it doesn't suck it in, it just smooths it out. So that's something if you're looking for an everyday thing to wear for a little bit of smoothing, I would suggest that.
I've seen some about a coastal grandma look. Is that still in?
I think so. Now, last summer, it was like everywhere. It was like the big hot trend. But really, it was a trend, but really, it's a very classic look. So I wouldn't even call it a trend, because when I saw all these looks, I thought, well, okay, that's kind of like what you see ladies our age at the beach wearing a lot of the time anyway, right?
Right.
It's all about linen, you know, breathable fabrics. And light colors, which are great for the summertime, you know, your khakis and whites and blues. So I don't really see that as a trend. And I think that's just a nice classic look that we can all wear.
Yes, I agree. Okay, I think we've answered most of my questions. Do you have other things you want to share with us about dressing slimmer or updating your wardrobe?
Sure. So a lot of comments I get on my channel from ladies in our age group are, how can we stay cool in the summer but hide our upper arms? Because a lot of ladies, you know, they don't like the way their upper arms look, or they've got the bat wings, they call them, or whatever. And I say linen is your best friend for summertime. And I think a great look is wearing like a linen and shirt open over, you know, a t-shirt or a tank top underneath, especially when it's real hot. Just put a tank top on, something sleeveless, and then roll up the sleeves of that linen or gauze type material shirt. And that way you're cool and you've got your arms covered. And it gives you that third piece of your outfit, which is really key in looking pulled together, that third element. And it can also be very slimming too. That's another tip. You can wear the same color top and bottom. It can even be white. People get afraid of white, but as long as you're dressed in one kind of column of color and then put on that third piece, a jacket or a shirt unbuttoned in a different color, that's very slimming because it creates a column right down your center and it's elongating and lengthening, and it can, the top layer can kind of skim over things that you're not trying to emphasize.
Yes. I love that tip. All of your tips are so great. So tell us how we follow you to stay up to date, not only now in spring and summer, but in the future. How do we follow
Yes,
you?
I am Style with Serena. It's Serena everywhere. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. That's my main way of communicating is YouTube. I've had a YouTube channel for about 3 years now, and I put out new videos every week, usually two videos a week, sometimes just one. And then I try to post every single day on Instagram.
That is wonderful. I can't wait to binge all of this content. You have given us so many great tips, and I can't thank you enough for schooling us on Fat Loss School today. Thank you so much, Serena Butler.
You are welcome. Thanks for having me.
My name is Andrea, and I'm from Meredith, New Hampshire. Before Faster Way program, I wasn't a very good cook. I fed my family lots of processed foods and pretty much a bland menu with very few spices. I've tried a lot of new recipes and foods because of the Faster Way program. I'm eating so much healthier now, and I've improved the knowledge through the education from both Coach Amy Bryan and the Faster Way group. Even my family enjoys my meals more. Thank you, Faster Way. Thank you, Amy.
That's it for this episode. If you've learned something today or enjoyed the lesson, please subscribe for future episodes, share with a friend, and please rate and review it because that's the way others find this podcast. To connect with me, go to the show notes to see all the ways to connect and grab a freebie while you're there. Until next time, eat smart, move often, and stay well.